This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. UN officials expressed alarm Wednesday at the worsening humanitarian situation in Syria. Geir Pedersen, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, briefed the Security Council.
We are alarmed by the rapid deterioration of the humanitarian situation in northwest Syria and the tragic suffering of civilians.
The UN's Humanitarian Affairs Chief Mark Lowcock called on the warring parties to protect the displaced people.
The bombing of women and children living under scraps of plastic sheeting and in freezing conditions is cruel beyond belief. We are still trying to count the number of civilians killed yesterday.
Backed by heavy Russian airstrikes, Syrian government forces have for weeks been conducting a crushing military campaign to recapture the Aleppo countryside and parts of neighboring Idlib province in northwestern Syria. Hundreds of thousands of civilians have fled the fighting. Mike Bloomberg's presidential campaign has made a big gamble, and it will be tested in a couple of hours in Las Vegas when he makes his debate debut. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Bloomberg hasn't been on a debate stage in 11 years and never faced more than one rival at a time during his New York mayoral runs. He'll face several tonight on the Las Vegas Strip, and his team expects fellow candidates to be in attack mode. Tufts political analyst Jeffrey Berry says Bloomberg will have to keep his cool.
Being a powerful leader but not overpowering, and being able to carry the attacks on him with equanimity.
And at the end of the night, says Bloomberg needs to leave viewers who may not have seen him in years with a strong impression.
People have to look at him and say, yeah, I could see him in the Oval Office.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House is denying reports that President Donald Trump offered to pardon WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange if he would say Russia had nothing to do with leaking Democratic emails in 2016. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
At a preliminary hearing in London Wednesday, an attorney for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange read a statement from another lawyer who says then-Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher went to see Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2017 on instructions from President Donald Trump. According to the statement from attorney Jennifer Robinson, Rohrabacher relayed that Trump was offering a pardon or some other way out if Assange said Russia had nothing to do with the leaks from the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 election. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says Trump has never spoken to Rohrabacher about Assange. A full hearing for Assange, who's fighting extradition to the U.S. on spying charges, is scheduled to begin next week. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has condemned China's expulsion of three Wall Street Journal reporters after the paper's opinion section published a piece critical of Beijing's handling of the coronavirus outbreak. In a statement, Pompeo said mature, responsible countries understand that a free press publishes facts and expresses opinions. China's foreign ministry said the piece, which ran under the headline China is the real sick man of Asia, was racist and denigrated China's efforts to fight the viral outbreak. The foreign ministry said it had asked the newspaper to apologize, something it had declined to do. However, the journal's publisher, William Lewis, said in a statement that he was deeply disappointed by the decision to run the headline. Lewis said the opinion pages and the reporting part of the newspaper are separate entities, and it was not the journal's intention to offend anyone. The Catholic Diocese of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, has filed for bankruptcy. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
6 months ago, the diocese revealed it paid over $12 million to people sexually abused as children by members of the clergy.
Our current financial situation is unsustainable going forward.
Bishop Ronald Gaynor says Chapter 11 bankruptcy will help pay unresolved claims as well as pay for church operations. His message to victims:
I continue to offer my heartfelt apologies for the abuse you suffered. I also offer my apology and deepest regret that the diocese did not do more to protect you.
At least 20 other Catholic dioceses across the country have filed for bankruptcy protection. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.